Time now for Success Strategies with John Ellsworth, a program designed to help you achieve better control over your dairy business.
Are you ready for some positive change? Do you ever feel like your operation needs some really fresh thinking? I do. That's precisely why I read so many different books and publications, just to get great new ideas. Maybe it's time to change our thinking in the dairy industry as well. Seth Godin, in his book entitled The Big Moo, explained his thoughts on organizations. This can include your business, your bank, your vendors, or even your milk cooperative. He states the following. There are two kinds of organizations. One kind likes to be on the cutting edge, to do what hasn't been done before, to embrace the new. The other kind fears that and holds back to allow someone else to go first. The United Way is facing tough times because they're afraid to change. In contrast, the Saddleback Church in California is doing wonderfully, 10,000% growth over the last few years because they love to change. Companies that are good at being edgy will always find a way to thrive. The sure way to fail, it seems, is to attempt to compromise that affinity for edginess for the mass market. It's harder than it looks. But what if your organization embraces its stuckness? What's it going to take for you to start changing? What do you do when the market is moving away from you and not toward you? It seems to me that if you wait too long, it'll be too late to do much of anything at all. Instead, recognize that change is coming, that the reality you operate in is dying out, and start practicing how to do the next big thing. Betting on change is always the safest bet available. End of quote. The lesson here for us is quite clear. We need to be very open to change. The outcome for those businesses, including dairies, who refuse to change anything is equally obvious. In our industry, they are going to get crushed. I'd like to conclude with one of my favorite quotes from the Successories Corporation in Aurora, Illinois, near Chicago. And I quote, "Our destiny is shaped by our thoughts and our actions. We cannot direct the wind, but we can adjust the sails." End of quote. In summary, I'd like to say we always need to be open to change and new ways to run our operations. In reality, this represents the seeds of positive change and future success.
Thanks, John. You've been listening to Success Strategies with John Ellsworth. If you'd like to reach John, you may call him at Success Strategies Incorporated in Modesto, California at 209-988-8960 or visit his website at www.success-strategies.com.